愿大家平安。
May peace be with all of you.
我们这个礼拜的读经是从哥罗西书第三章开始。
Our weekly Bible reading starts from Colossians chapter 3.
一直到帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章。
All the way until 1 Thessalonians chapter 5.
那早上跟大家一起来学习哥罗西书的第三章。
This morning I would like to learn with everybody the Colossians chapter 3.
从第一节。
Starting from verse 1.
一直到十一节。
All the way till verse 11.
这段圣经在说什么？
What is this passage talking about?
在讲信耶稣的改变。
It's talking about the change after believing in Christ.
那这改变有两种。
And there are two kinds of changes.
第一种改变是神的恩典。
The first type of change is the grace of God.
在受洗的时候产生。
And it is manifested during baptism.
那第二个改变是我们本身要立志去追求。
And the second change is that we ourselves need to have a determination in pursuit.
这是我们对神给我们的恩典一个回应。
And this is a kind of repayment of the grace of God.
我们在看受洗好像很简单，就进到水里面一浸就上来了。
And when we look at baptism, it seems very easy. You just go into the water and they come up.
但是从灵界来看，受洗的改变非常的大。
However, from the perspective of the spiritual realm, the change from baptism is very great.
从物质界来看，好像没有什么。
But from the physical perspective, it seems like not much.
好，我们现在看第三章。
Now let us look at chapter 3.
第三章的第二节。
Chapter 3, verse 2.
从第一节开始。
Starting from verse 1.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活，就应当求那在上面的事，那里有基督坐在神的右边。第二节。
Verse 2.
你们要思念上面的事，不要思念地面上的事。第三节。
Verse 3.
因为你们已经死了，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。第四节。
Verse 4.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你也要与他一同显现在荣耀里。
Verse 1. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. 2. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. 3. For you died and your life is hidden with Christ in God. 4. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
从第一章到十一节，一节到十一节讲，我们做基督徒需要有三个改变。
From verse 1 to verse 11, it says that as a Christian, we must have three types of changes.
第一个改变就是要思念上面的事。
The first change
不要思念地面的事。
The first change is that we have to think of things above and set our minds on them instead of the things on earth.
为什么？
And why do we have to do this?
第三节第一句话说，因为你们已经死了。
And the first phrase in verse 3 says, for you died.
我们还活着啊，怎么有死呢？
We're alive. How is it that we have died?
受洗就是出死入生。
And baptism is when we go from death into life.
在还没有洗礼以前，
Before we were baptized,
我们是一个罪人。
We were a sinner.
但是洗礼起来，
But after coming up from baptism,
我们的罪已经得赦免。
Our sins had been forgiven.
所以我们就变成新人，没有罪的人。
And so we become a new person, someone without sin.
所以我们是对罪已经死了。
So towards sin, we have died.
也就是说，我们过去犯的罪，不会再控告我们。
And that is to say, the sins that we have committed in the past will not control us.
所以有时候我们听人讲，这个人是好像犯很多的罪，信耶稣就可以上天国。我什么都没有犯，我就不能上天国吗？
And people may say that this person has committed a lot of sin, but after they believe in Jesus, they can go to heaven. But I haven't committed those kinds of sins, and I can't go to heaven.
听起来好像很合理。
And it seems quite rational.
但是为什么一个人过去犯很多罪，他还可以上天国？
And how come someone who has committed a lot of sins in the past can still go to heaven?
因为在洗礼的时候，
Because during baptism,
主耶稣的宝血已经遮盖他的罪。
The precious blood of the Lord Jesus has covered his sins.
他是靠着恩典罪得赦免。
And he is relying on grace to wash away his sins.
那一个人行为很好，他不愿意靠恩典，所以他的罪还在。
And a person who has good behavior does not rely on grace, and so their sin still exists.
所以第一个洗礼就是向罪已经死了。
So the first baptism is that you have died to sin.
所以没有一个人能够在神面前再控告我们过去犯的罪。
So nobody before God can convict us of our sins in the past.
因为耶稣已经为我们付出了代价。
Because Jesus has already paid the price for us.
就是流出他的宝血。
And that is that he has shed his precious blood.
这是第一个死。
This is the first death.
第二个死。
The second death.
我们洗礼的时候，向世界已经死了。
When we are baptized in water, we have already died to the world.
我们不属世界。
We do not belong to the world.
就好像以色列百姓他们跨过红海。
Just like the Israelites when they crossed the Red Sea.
圣经说跨过红海就说受洗归了摩西。
And the Bible says that crossing the Red Sea is that you have been baptized into Moses.
那个埃及就是代表世界。
Egypt represents the world.
埃及的王就代表魔鬼。
And the Pharaoh of Egypt represents the devil.
所以跨过红海就不再属埃及，不再属法老。
And crossing of the Red Sea is that you no longer belong to Pharaoh.
所以我们受洗以后，我们就不再属这个世界。
So when we have been baptized, we no longer belong to the world.
我们是天上的国民，住在地上做客人，不是属这个世界。
We are the people of heaven, and we are only visitors in the world.
这是第二个死。
And this is the second death.
向世界已经死了。
That we have already died to the world.
第三个。
The third.
我们受洗就是向自己已经死了。
When we have been baptized, then we have died to ourselves.
因为圣经说我们是重价买来的。
And because the Bible says that we have been bought at a great price.
我们以前是属魔鬼的。
Before we belonged to the devil.
但是主耶稣用他的宝血把我们买出来，赎出来。
But the Lord Jesus used his precious blood to purchase us.
所以这个重价是主耶稣付出去的。
So this great price was given by the Lord Jesus.
因此受洗以后，我们是属耶稣。
So when we are baptized, we belong to Jesus.
他是拥有者。
He is the eternal one.
拥有 owner.
He is the owner.
我们不在于属自己。
And no longer do we belong to ourselves.
所以我们向自己已经死了。
And so we have died to ourselves.
那因为有这三种的死。
And because there are these three deaths.
向罪死。
Dying to sin.
向世界死。
Dying to the world.
向自己是死的。
And dying to ourselves, the one ourselves in the past.
所以我们的生活要有一个新的改变。
And so our lives needs a new change.
第一个改变。
The first change.
就是不要思念地面上的事。
Is that we do not set our things on the things of the earth.
要
思念上面的事。
上面的事。
But rather to set our minds on things above.
那为什么不要思念地面上的事呢？
And why is it that we do not set our mind on things of the earth?
我们看路加福音的21章。
Let us look at Luke chapter 21.
21章的34节。
Luke 21 verse 34.
你们要谨慎，恐怕因为贪食醉酒，并今生的思虑累住你们的心，那日子就如同网络忽然临到你们。
34. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with carousing, drunkenness, and cares of this life, and that day come on you unexpectedly.
如果看英文 weigh down 就是很重的重量把我们拉下来。
In English it says weigh down, that a burden is pulling us down.
这里讲三件事情。
And here it talks about three things.
贪食。
The carousing.
就是注重肉体的满足。
Which is placing importance on the indulgence of the flesh.
那醉酒呢？
And the second, drunkenness.
从属灵上来讲就是看重娱乐。
Spiritually speaking, it is placing importance on enjoyment, entertainment.
除了上班回来就是娱乐。
Aside from working, when we come home, we have entertainment.
那第三个呢？今生的思虑。
And the third, cares of this life.
就是吃什么、穿什么、喝什么。
That is what we should eat, wear, and drink.
那这个会把我们的心拉下来。
And these things can pull our hearts down.
既然拉下来，我们的心就没有办法往上提升到神的层面。
And since our hearts are pulled down, we cannot pull it up toward God.
那主耶稣来那一天呢，就像网罗把我们抓住了。
Then when the day of the Lord Jesus comes, it will be like a net that catches us.
所以一个人如果一直在想地上的事情啊，灵性不会进步。
So if a person keeps thinking about the things of the earth, then their spirituality cannot improve.
因为神在上面。
Because God is above.
所以一个人的心能够超越这个尘世，好像老鹰，他才能够常常跟神同在。
And a person's spirituality needs to transcend like an eagle, so that they can always be with God.
所以我回到这个哥罗西书第三章的第二节。
And so we return to Colossians chapter 3 verse 2.
说要思念上面的事情。
It says to set your mind on things above.
圣经中挪亚的日子。
And the Bible says that the days of Noah.
人天天吃喝嫁娶。
People daily were indulging in drinking and eating.
吃喝这是神的恩典。
And to eat and drink is the grace of God.
嫁娶也是神安排的。
And to marry is also the plan of God.
那圣经为什么要特别提到挪亚的日子吃喝嫁娶呢？
And why does the Bible specifically say that in the days of Noah, they ate, drank, and were given into marriage?
就是他们的心，他关心的重点是吃喝跟嫁娶。
It represents that their hearts place importance, the main importance on drinking, eating, and marrying.
所以洪水来的时候，他们不知不觉。
So when the flood came, they were unaware.
因此，一个人如果太注重地上的事情，所以属灵的事情就会不知不觉。
So if a person is placing too much importance on the worldly things, then in the spiritual things they'll be unaware.
因为他对神的事情没有心了，他的心就在世界，所以神的事情就不知不觉。
So for the things of God, their heart is not there. So they are unaware and unknowing of the spiritual things.
那这就很危险了。
And then this is very dangerous.
所以我们要思念上面的事。
And so we have to set our minds on the things above.
然后我们看第三章的第一节。
And then let's look at chapter 3, verse 1.
我们要求那在上面的事情。
We have to seek those things which are above.
这个上面的事就是属灵的事情。
The things which are above are the spiritual things.
当我们的心开始在关心属灵的事情。
When our heart starts to care about the spiritual things.
我们的行动跟着就会来追求属灵的事情。
Then our actions will follow that we will seek the spiritual things.
那这样灵性才会进步。
In this way, our spirituality will improve.
所以我们是用出世的心态来过入世的生活。
So we use
出世，耶稣说哈，你们不属这个世界，出世。这怎么翻呢？你的心哈是脱离这个世界的啊，来过。入在这个世界的生活。
So our hearts have to be outside of the world in order to live a life that is inside the world.
就好像保罗。
Just like Paul.
他每一天的生活其实跟我们都一样。
His everyday life is just like all of our lives.
他要吃要喝要睡。
He has to eat, sleep, and drink.
但是他的心呢是跟神同在。
But his heart was with God.
这个叫做出世的心态过入世的生活。
And this is what it means to have our hearts outside of the world but to be living in the world.
那如果我们的心能够脱离这个世界，进到属灵的层面，我们的生活就会改变。
But if our heart can leave the world and enter into the level, the spiritual level, then our lives can change.
所以有时候我们自己想自己，为什么我信耶稣这么久，好像我的生活没有改变
？Sometimes we may think to ourselves that I believed in the Lord Jesus for so long, but how come my life hasn't changed?
因为我们的心还在世界。
Because our heart is still in the world.
所以我们没有属灵的追求。
Therefore, we do not have spiritual pursuit.
如果我们的心在灵界里面，
but if our heart is in the spiritual realm,
我们看到灵界的好，
then we will see the good of the spiritual realm.
灵界的价值，
and the value of the spiritual realm.
我们就去追求，
and we will pursue.
那一追求，我们的灵性就进步了。
And once we pursue it, then our spirituality will improve.
所以初始入生以后，第一个改变就是要思念上面的事。
So going from death into life, the first change is that we have to set our mind on the things above.
好，我们回到第三章。
Let's return to chapter 3.
这第三节下半句，你们的生命与基督一同藏在神里面。
The second half says, your life is hidden with Christ in God.
然后第四节。
Verse 4.
基督是我们的生命，他显现的时候，你要与他一同显现在荣耀里面。
When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory.
所以这里是在讲我们做基督徒的盼望。
Here it talks about the hope that we have as Christians.
就是我们要跟主耶稣显现在荣耀里。
And that is that we will appear with the Lord Jesus Christ in glory.
那是一种灵界的显现。
And this is a kind of manifestation in the spiritual realm.
那是一种灵界的荣耀。
It is a kind of glory in the spiritual realm.
那是一个永恒的荣耀。
And it is an eternal glory.
所以为着这个盼望，我们需要思念上面的事，追求上面的事。
So that for the sake of this glory, we will think and seek the things above.
因为我们是一个有盼望的人。
Because we are a person with hope.
所以为什么我们不能够追求世界的生活方式？
So how come we cannot pursue the lifestyle of the world?
因为世界上的人是没有盼望的。
Because a life in the world has no hope.
因为没有盼望，他很自然就会追求地上事。
And because there is no hope, then naturally they will pursue the things of the earth.
那我们是有盼望的。
But we are the ones with hope.
所以很自然我们会追求属灵的事情。
So naturally we will pursue the spiritual things.
所以基督徒的第一个改变，我们应该要有。
So this is the first change in a Christian.
所以有时候我们常常觉得，好像信耶稣以后没事情可以做。
And sometimes we may believe that after believing in the Lord Jesus, there's not much to do.
除了生活过得很好，到底我要做什么？
My life is going pretty well, and what should I be doing?
如果我们回到圣经来看，很多事情应该我们要做。
But if we return to the Bible, then we'll see that there are many things we have to do.
思念上面的事，追求上面的事，这就是第一个。
To set our minds on the things above and to seek the things above. This is the first one.
第二个改变。
The second change.
我们再看第三章。
Let us continue looking at chapter 3.
第七节。
Verse 9. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, 10, and have put on the new man.
我们第二个改变就是要脱去旧人。
Our second change is that we have to put off the old man.
旧人是什么？
What is the old man?
还没有信耶稣以前，这个叫做旧人。
Before believing in the Lord Jesus, this is the old man.
那什么叫做脱去旧人？
And what does it mean to put off the old man?
从第五节到第八节提到两点。
From verse 5 to verse 8 talks about two points.
第一点。
The first one.
我们看第五节。
Let us look at verse 5.
所以要致使你们在地上的肢体，就如淫乱、污秽、邪情、恶欲和贪婪，贪婪就与拜偶像一样。
5. Therefore put to death your members which are on the earth, fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry.
这个致死的意思就是表示不能让它活着。
What it means put to death is that you cannot allow it to live.
如果让它活着，这个祸患很大。
If you allow it to live, then the consequences are great.
所以叫做致死。
And so it says put to death.
那这个致死是在地上的肢体，从我们肉体出来的一些事情。
And what we put to death are the members which are on earth. It is the things that comes out of our flesh.
第一个是淫乱。
And the first is fornication.
这个世界太普遍了。
And the world is so normal.
所以审判来到，只要第七诫一拿出来，大部分人都倒了。
And when the judgment comes, just pull out the seventh commandment and many people will fall.
所以致死淫乱就是要把这个淫乱呢，从心里面把它拔出来，把它弄死。
And to put to death sexual immorality or fornication is to pull it out of our hearts and put it to death.
不能让它活着。
To not allow it to live.
它活着我们就会死。
If it lives, then we will die.
它死了我们才会活。
And only if it dies shall we live.
这两个是不能共存的。
These are two things that cannot coexist.
是很厉害的罪。
And this is a very great sin.
接下去就是污秽邪情。
The second is uncleanness.
我们看这个网络里面很多污秽的网站。
And if we look at the internet, there are many unclean websites.
接下去是邪情。
And the next is evil desire.
Evil, 邪恶的这个欲望。
And these are desires that are evil.
那接下去是贪心。
And after that is covetousness.
贪心就与拜偶像一样。
And covetousness is just like worshipping idols.
那这样就表示贪心呢，带给我们的后果很严重。
Which means that being greedy will bring us really great consequences.
所以有的人生意做久了以后就犯了罪。
And many people after they have done business for a while, then they commit sin.
跑到一个地方去投资。
They will go to a place to invest.
离开家庭很远。
And leave their family.
那接下去就淫乱。
And after that is sexual immorality.
有的钱没有赚到，婚姻破裂。
And some people, if they do not make money, then their marriages are broken.
那一个最基本的问题就是，我们基督徒需要这样的生活吗？
And the most basic issue is that should a Christian have this kind of life?
离开家庭。
To leave his family.
离开信仰。
To leave the faith.
为着赚更多的钱。
Just to make more money.
好像赚钱比信仰比家庭更重要。
It seems almost that making money is more important than faith and family.
有的钱没有赚到，灵性死到，家庭破裂。
And some people they do not make money, then their faith has died and their family is broken.
所以这个贪婪带给人的后果非常严重。
So being covetous has brought many consequences to man.
提摩太前书说，就并贪心的结果，就许多的愁苦把自己刺透了。
And in 1 Timothy, it says that greed has brought about many piercings of grief.
所以这个是我们要致死的恶欲。
And this is the kind of evil that we have to put to death.
第六节。
Verse 2.
这些事情，神的愤怒必临到那。
Verse 6. Verse 6. Because of these things, the wrath of God is coming upon the sons of disobedience.
所以虽然我们已经得救了。
So even though we have already been saved,
但是如果没有致死地上的尸体，到最后犯了罪，神的怒气还会再回来。
If we do not put to death the flesh, then in the end the wrath of God will still come upon us.
所以落在永生的手神的手里非常可怕。
And to fall into the wrath of God, into the hand of God, is very scary.
希伯来书里面说，特别是得到恩典以后，再故意犯罪，这个就非常可怕。
And it specifically says in Hebrews that, especially if we have already received grace, then to commit sin again is very great.
这个等于把主耶稣的宝血践踏在地上。
And this is to have trampled the blood of the Lord Jesus on the ground.
所以要致死地上的肢体。
So we have to put to death our flesh in the world.
这是我们生活一个努力的目标。
And this is a goal that we should have in our lives.
第八节
Verse 8.
但现在你们要弃绝这些事，以及恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤，并口中污秽的言语。
Verse 8. But now you yourselves are to put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth.
这些虽然没有前面那么严重，但是对我们灵性也是有负面的作用。
And even though these are not as serious as the aforementioned things, but these still have a negative effect on our faith.
恼恨、愤怒、恶毒、毁谤、污秽的言语。
Anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language.
这个都是属于旧人了。
And this is all belonging to the old man.
那这一些前面讲地上的肢体以及这个要弃绝的事情，其实它是一种权势在占据我们的心。
And these things that members which are on the earth and these things that we have to put off, these are authorities that have taken place in our hearts.
所以不是说你要拿掉就可以拿掉。
And so just, it's not just that we want to take it out, that we can take it out.
它有它的力量在里面。
It has its strength inside.
所以保罗才说，我想善做不出来，恶我一直去做，就是这个是一个权势。
And which is why Paul says that there's the good I cannot do and the evil that I keep on doing. This is a kind of power.
那怎么把它致死，然后怎么把它弃绝？
So how do we put it to death and how do we put it off?
就是需要有圣灵的力量。
And that is we need the power of the Holy Spirit.
所以为什么神赐圣灵给我们？
And so why does the Lord give us the Holy Spirit?
要给我们力量。
It is to give us strength.
不断的祷告，神的灵充满我们。
If we constantly pray and the Holy Spirit fills us,
那这些恶欲邪情就会渐渐消失。
Then these evil desires will slowly diminish.
我们就可以得到自由。
And then we will be freed.
这样我们的生活才能够跟我们的身份相配。
And then our lives can be in can match up to our status.
所以这是第二点我们的努力。
And so this is the second point of us trying.
要致死邪情恶欲。
That we have to put to death the evil desires.
不要让它来控制我们。
That we do not allow it to control us.
第三个。
The third.
我们看第三章。
Let us look at chapter 3.
第十节。
Chapter 3, verse 10.
穿上新人，这个新人在知识上渐渐更新，正如照他主的形象。
10. And have put on the new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
这里说要穿上新人。
Here it says that we have to put on the new man.
那到底什么叫做新人？
What in the world is the new man?
那如果我们再读下去，
If we continue reading,
新人就是有神的形象。
The new man is the one who has the image of God.
这个就是我们信主努力的目标。
And this is our goal when we believe in the Lord.
那神看不见神的形象，我怎么知道呢？
The image of God is invisible, so how do I know it?
神成为人显现就是耶稣。
But God has manifested himself to man in flesh, and that is the Lord Jesus.
神的形象就在耶稣的身上。
And so the image of God is upon Jesus.
因此我们做人的目标是什么？
So what is the goal of when we are
做人的目标就是要跟主耶稣一样，就对了。
To be a good man is that we have to be just like the Lord Jesus, and that's right.
那这样叫做新人。
And this is what it means to be a new man.
那从我到变成主耶稣的形象，这个过程就是灵修。
And going from me to the image of the Lord Jesus is spiritual cultivation.
那这个过程叫做从旧人变成新人。
And this process is going from the old man into the new man.
如果有一个人问我们，
If a person asks us,
你认识耶稣吗？
Do you know Jesus?
我信了三十年，我还不认识他吗？
And you might say that, I have believed in him for 30 years, how do I not know him?
所以我们大家都觉得我认识耶稣。
And so everybody will think that I know Jesus.
但是我们对主耶稣的认识常常是非常的肤浅，很表面的。
However, many times, our knowledge of the Lord Jesus is very superficial.
那我们怎么样来变成新人？
So how do we become a new man?
如果我们回到这个第三章的第十节。
So if we return to chapter 3, verse 10.
啊，这个新人在如果看英文哦，在认识主的形象的知识上，这样来渐渐更新我们自己。
And it says that the new man is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him.
啊，就是对主耶稣不断的认识这一种知识来改变我们自己。
And that is through knowing the Lord Jesus even more, using this knowledge to change ourselves.
所以我们对主耶稣的认识这个知识是会一直进步的。
And so our knowledge of the Lord Jesus has to keep improving.
那我们怎么对主耶稣能够认识呢？
And how can we come to know the Lord Jesus?
就是借着圣经。
And that is through the Bible.
所以要不断地去读圣经。
So we have to constantly be reading the Bible.
当我们读四福音的时候，我们直接对主耶稣讲的话，他的生活，他的死，他行的神迹，有一个直接的认识。
And when we read the gospel books, we have a direct knowledge of what the Lord Jesus said, what he did, and the miracles he performed, and his death.
那我们读四福音以后啊，就借着主耶稣对当时的门徒启示他自己，这样来认识他。
And after we have read the four gospel books, then we read the other books of what the Lord Jesus had revealed to his disciples.
所以要变成新人，就是要不断的读圣经。
And so to become a new man is to constantly read the Bible.
有一次有一个弟兄，93岁。
And there is a brother who was 93.
我遇到他。
I had encountered him.
他拿这个读经表，因为以前我们教会里面有发那个读圣经的表。
And he had a Bible reading schedule because in the past our church had passed these out.
就是读一章打一个勾。
That after you have read a chapter, you can put a check mark.
我们那这个读圣经的表大概是一年读一次。
And this schedule will allow you to read the Bible in a year.
大概一天要读三章。
And that is to read about three chapters a day.
他算给我听啊，他说他读了13遍。
And he had counted it to me that he had read the Bible 13 times.
从公元2000年读到现在，他读13遍。
And from the year 2000, he had read it 13 times.
那是一章一章给我看，每一章每一个他都打勾。
And he showed me his Bible reading schedule that all of them he had checked.
他今年93岁。
And this year he is 93.
很认真在读圣经。
And he is very diligent in reading the Bible.
这个精神啊，就是我们追求信仰的精神。
And this kind of attitude is our attitude in pursuing the faith.
如果我们对神的话认识越清楚，
if we come to know the word of God even more clearly,
这是一面镜子。
And this is like a mirror to us.
我们站在这面镜子上再来看自己，
we stand before the mirror to look at ourselves.
我们就发现我们有很多要进步的地方。
And we will realize that there are many aspects that we have to improve on.
那我们的信仰就有一个目标去努力。
And in our faith, we will have a goal to be diligent toward.
但是如果没有神的话在我们前面，我们就没有镜子，我们就看不清楚自己。
But if we do not have the word of God before us, then we don't have a mirror to look at ourselves.
而且这个神的话好像光一样。
And in fact, the word of God is like a light.
好，我们来看哥林多后书。
Let us look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第三章。
2 Corinthians chapter 3,
18节。
Chapter 3, verse 18.
我们众人既然敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成的。
18. But we all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord.
17节。
17.
主就是那个灵，主的灵哪里在哪里，那里就得自由。
17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty.
在旧约时代，人要读圣经很难了解。
In the Old Testament times, when man read the Bible, it's hard for them to understand.
因为有一个障碍。
Because there was an obstacle.
但是现在我们得到圣灵。
But now that we have received the Holy Spirit,
这个障碍已经拿掉。
This obstacle has been removed.
所以我们读神的话，圣灵开我们的心，我们读得懂。
So when we read the word of God, the Holy Spirit opens our hearts and we understand.
那我们就看见神的荣光在照我们。
And then we see the glorious light of the Lord shining upon us.
照久了之后，我们就改变成为神的形象。
And after it has shone on us for a while, then we will change into the image of God.
那这个就是我们最后一个努力的目标。
And this is the last goal that we have to be diligent toward.
所以一个人的价值在哪里？
And so what is the value in a man?
不是外在的条件。
It is not the outside conditions.
一个人的价值是他里面那一个人是不是像耶稣。
The real value of a man is that is the inner man like the Lord Jesus.
这个是神要看人的地方。
And this is what God is looking at in a man.
所以外在什么价值， 这个不是很重要。
And so the superficial value, this is not important.
但是里面的我是有没有像耶稣，这个最重要。
But the me inside of me, is this like Jesus? That is the most important.
这个就是我们信仰的追求。
And this is what we have to pursue in faith.
所以我们受洗的时候，
So when we are baptized,
与主同死同埋葬同复活。
We have died with the Lord Jesus, been buried, and also been resurrected together.
在灵里面我们活过来，变成新的人。
And in the spirit, we have lived and become a new person.
因此，我们生活需要有三个改变。
Therefore, in our lives, we have to have three changes.
第一个，要思念追求上面的事情。
We have to think and seek the things above.
第二个
，the second,
要致死我们身体上的邪情恶欲。
We have to put to death the evil desires in our flesh.
第三个
，and the second,
要追求有神的形象。
The third is that we have to pursue the image of God.
就是跟主耶稣一样。
That is to be like the Lord Jesus.
这个就是我们信仰的努力的目标。
And this is what we have to work hard toward in our faith.
如果这样，
if we can do this,
我们在神的面前就能够像义人发光，像太阳。
Then before the Lord, we will be like righteous men who will shine like the sun.
我们要唱诗。
Let us sing hymn.
Number 322.
322.